I'll tell you a story. When I was in Denver this year, soon after Our Lady had given this message, I had the great honor to preach a retreat, to give a retreat. God forgives me, I'm not a priest. Just to say a few words about baby Jesus in the day of retreat. And I invited the congregation to hold baby Jesus, to take baby Jesus on their heart, to pretend it was given to them, and to press him tight against their heart, you know, and to talk to him from the bottom of their heart. And they did. We had a few minutes of silent prayer, and you should have seen those people, you know, concentrated, talking lovingly to baby Jesus newborn. It was so deep and so great. In the evening, a lady ran up to me and said, "Sister," she was all overwhelmed. Sister, I've got to share with you the experience, incredible experience I had during your talk. Said, you know, when we invited the people to take baby Jesus in their arm and to carry it in their against their heart and talk to him, I did so. I spoke to him from the bottom of my heart. And sister, you won't believe me. Incredible thing happened to me. Incredible thing happened to me. While I was holding baby Jesus like this, of course, I was pretending holding him. There was nobody. Suddenly, I could feel his body in my arms. I could feel the weight of his body, his presence with me. I was so impressed. I stared at him. I couldn't see him, but I adored him without any word. It was so fantastic. But Sisa, that's not all. I could also feel the presence of the body of my little son. I must tell you, sister, that today I'm 49, but when I was 16, I gave birth to a son. And because of the situation I was in at the time, I had to abandon my little baby for adoption. I could not see him anymore. And believe me, from that day on, my life has been an agony. My heart has been constantly bleeding. I had an emptiness in my heart that nobody could take care of. I was not able to be consoled. After a few years, I got married, but I was not able to have any more children. That had been my only child, and I had abandoned him. So I was devastated, and my whole life had been a Calvary in agony. And you know, sister, when baby Jesus came, he came with my son. And when I was holding him, that he manifested himself this way, with a, such a powerful way, I could feel his divine love coming into my heart, filling up my emptiness. And now, with this grace that I've received, I'm fulfilled again. Peace have come back to my heart. Baby Jesus restored me. He restored my motherhood. And now I'm another person. Joy has come back. And you know, sister, I'm sure, I'm convinced that my son has also received a healing. I saw him the first time he was 19, and he was in a very difficult situation, very unbalanced because of the feeling of abandonment. Now he's 33, I'm going to call him and see what happens. And sure enough, she came back to me and said, "Sister, I spoke to him at length about baby Jesus and the experience I had. And he listened to me with great patience and love for the first time. And at the end, guess what? He said to me, 'Oh, Mom, I love you so much.'" After 33 years, it's the first time I heard those words from his mouth. Baby Jesus had restored. And now this guy and this lady, they have a very different life. they have been visited by baby Jesus and their new persons. Joy, peace had entered their hearts and their life, their new persons. And that witness, they witness. And I could tell because we kept in touch. So, you know what? Another little example that I cherish, I want to share with you today, is a friend of mine that I know well in France. Now, this girl had never been touched when she was a baby. And she suffered so much from that because she got the feeling that she was not important for her parents. They loved her, but they loved her in a very cold way, you know. No sighing, no touching, no cuddle, no caressing, nothing. So she was kind of left alone, and she developed a very serious sickness of heart, so bad that she couldn't stand to see babies and children. She couldn't stand seeing people loving one another, and she couldn't stand being touched, for example. She would run away in pain, and she was very anxious. And she was young. She was 18, 19. So one day she went to Lisieux. You know Lisieux, that's the spot for the little flower. And my friend was invited to a kind of evening prayer meeting of healing that was held by my community of the Beatitudes. And at one point, the leader said to the crowd, "Now we will come near the altar and each of us will receive baby Jesus that we will be holding in our arms, and then we will relate to him and talk to him with love and prayer." And when she heard that proposal, she just ran away from the Basilica of Lisieux. She found herself outside in the cold, you know, and she was there thinking, "Oh my God, I'm outside, they're all in. What should I do now? I should get in back." And no, I can't stand that idea to hold that baby. But yes, I should go in. No, I cannot. No, I should go in, but no, I cannot. And she struggled like this for a while. Finally, and maybe with the help of St. Teresa of Lisieux, she finally got in again, put herself in the line and hold baby Jesus. And she told me the story. She said, "Sister, when baby Jesus came in my arms, I was so surprised to feel that he, my God, was happy. He was thrilled to be against my heart, to rest on my heart. He was happy of me. And he was there like a baby that has found his nest, resting on me. And suddenly I got his message that my life was important for him. My heart and my love was highly important for him. Him, my God, my Savior, my Creator, I was important for him. I gave him joy." And believe me, sister, it was like living waters coming in my heart. And sister, he healed me from that emptiness and that painful emptiness I was carrying all the way in my childhood and my young age. And from that day on, my life changed completely. For the first time, I experienced the joy of the gift of life, of my life. I reconciled with my Creator for having made me. And this girl, believe me, before she couldn't stand to look at a child, now her job is with children, and she speaks to children, and they're fascinated by her. You know what happened? Our Creator restored a charism that had been given to her when she was created. That was to be an apostle among the children that the enemy had been willing to destroy in her. Now, that's not all. I remember a very bad killer in France that had been put in jail until the rest of his life. And he was, I insist, a very bad killer, okay? 50 years old. The priest that was serving in that jail told me his story. He found out after a while that this bad killer was praying 5 hours a day after he had finished his work as a prisoner in that jail in the evening before sleeping. He had converted in jail. And this priest asked him, "Henry, how come you are so keen to get back to your cell at night and pray 5 hours before Jesus before you sleep? How come you've come to that point?" You know what he said? "Oh, Father, one day out of the blue, I discovered that God was actually a child and a child who had created the world. On that day, I said my yes to God, and it's true. Now I'm keen to go back to my cell each night so that I can talk to my Creator who is a child. Each day, I spend 5 hours to speak with my child." And this prisoner, he was a bad killer. Baby Jesus took over.